Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. From Hollywood, California, the Mutual Broadcasting System cordially invites you to 30 minutes of fun. How? Just meet me at Parkey's. Yes, come on along, everybody. Come along to Parkey's Restaurant and say hello to Betty Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Jane Morgan, Jerry Hausner, Arthur Q. Bryan, Conrad Binion, Harry Zimmerman and his 19 short orders, yours truly, Art Gilmore, and our genial host, the star of our show, Parkey Carkin.
Oh, my, I just got for to get a job for my nephew, Alexander. He's getting for to be so discouraged. I would love to give him a job here in the restaurant, but he don't want to work for relatives. I don't blame him. He has got the rot in his bunch of relatives that you ever seen. What am I saying? I'm his uncle. But he's be a good kid just the same, and I would do anything for to get him a job. You know, he does need my help, you see. He's don't never had much education, you know. Tell you the truth, I don't even think if he could read or write. You see, the poor kid had to quit school right after he graduated from UCLA, you see. Oh, here's Betty Rhodes. Hello, Betty.
Hiya, Parkey.
Hi. Say, Betty, are you know where you could, I could get, or somebody could get my nephew a job? He wants for to go to work, you know, and I just got for to help him find something.
Well, what would he like to do, Parkey?
What would he like to do?
Mm-hmm.
He would like to be the president of a bank. But meantime, make him an offer.
No, I mean, what kind of work is he best fitted for? I mean, he should do the kind of thing he does best.
Do the thing he does best?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be silly, Betty. Who's going to pay him to eat banana splits all day long?
Did he try the employment agencies, Parkey? You know, they might have a job for him.
Yeah, he tried it. They wanted to send him on a job up in Pomona, picking potatoes. He didn't take it, though.
Oh, he didn't?
No, he told him to get the fellow who planted them. He said he knows where they are. You see?
Well, Parkey, why doesn't the boy go into his father's business?
Betty, his father never worked a day in his life. He is one of those poor unfortunates who was born too heavy for light work and too light for heavy work.
Say, Parkey, why don't you ask all the folks who come into the restaurant whether they know of an opening for your nephew? Lots of business people come in here.
Say, that'd be a swell idea, Betty. Just in case I'll forget to ask them, I'll print on top of all the menus, special today, hamburger steak with onions, and my nephew needs a job.
Oh, Parkey, that gentleman over there, he wants to pay his check.
Oh, yes, I'll get it. Hello, mister.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fine. How's your nephew?
My nephew?
Oh, pardon you. You see, I got my nephew on my mind.
Oh.
That'll be 85 cents.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get my nephew a job, you know. Say, you don't put happen for where I could get him a job, do you?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Hey, wait a minute.
Yes?
I do know where there's an opening.
Yes?
Has your nephew got two heads?
Two heads?
Uh-huh.
No, he hasn't. I should have mentioned that to you, yeah. The poor boy is handicapped. You see, he only got one head.
Gee, that's too bad. A fellow was here with a circus a couple of weeks ago, and he told me he could use somebody for the sideshow with two heads.
I see. You wouldn't happen to know of any opening for boys with only one head, would you?
No, I wouldn't know where you could get a job for a fellow with only one head right now.
Yes. Couldn't use him in your business, could you?
My business?
Yes.
I'm a streetcar conductor.
Well, could you use an assistant?
An assistant?
Yes.
Assistant to a streetcar conductor?
Yes. While you're watching the nickels, he could watch the dimes. And I'll tell you something else. Don't kid yourself. He's a very smart boy.
Uh-huh.
Tell you what I'll do. You let him go to work for you, and I'll bet you in 6 months he owns his own streetcar.
Well, gee whiz, he sure sounds like an ambitious guy,
all
right.
He sure is.
But you're talking to the wrong fella. I'm only a streetcar conductor.
Yeah, I know, but couldn't you offer him something?
Brother, the only thing I can offer him is a transfer.
Yeah. Well, look, I sure would appreciate it very much if you would ask everybody what came in your streetcar if they knew where I could get a job for that nephew.
Oh, brother, I couldn't do that.
You couldn't?
Oh, of course not. If I asked everybody who came into the streetcar if they knew of a job for your nephew, that means I'd have to talk polite to the people.
Well, sir, supposing you do talk polite to the people.
Oh, no, that's against the company rules.
Well, Well, thank you very much, as you said.
Well, don't mention it. Well, I gotta be going. So long.
Yes, so long. Yes.
I'm flying high, but I got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. You caught my eye, and I got a feeling I'm falling. Show me the ring, and I'll jump right on through. I used to travel single, we chanced to mingle. Oh, now I'm a tingle over you. Hey, Mr. Farson, stand by, 'cause I got a feeling I'm falling, falling for nobody else but you. Jump right through. You know I never will be blue. I used to travel single, or we chanced to mingle. Oh, now I'm a tingle over you. Hey, Mr. Farson, stand by, for I got a feeling I'm falling, I'm falling.
That was Betty Rhodes, our lovely Victor recording star, singing I've Got a Feeling I'm Falling. Thank you, Betty. We'll be back with Parkey in just a moment. It takes no great intelligence to realize that the backbone of our nation is its growing youth. But it does take a little foresight to acknowledge that our youth will be ill-trained, a weak backbone, unless some action is taken to rectify the current crisis in the teaching profession. Hundreds of thousands of teachers have quit the profession during the past 5 years. Emergency replacements often don't come up to the required educational standards. Further, the number of qualified young men and women training to be teachers has fallen dangerously low. This, coupled with deteriorating buildings and obsolete school facilities, means American children will be unable to take their places as future American citizens with the schooling and the training necessary to carry out the responsibilities, the obligations of good citizenship. Within your own community, take an active part in promoting good schooling. Look into the school conditions in your own hometown. They may need your aid. We're proud of the fact that first among the theatrical profession, our own Park Yukakis raised his voice in the recognition of the need and gave his support to the continuation of the fight. Join with him in the perpetuation of tomorrow by helping the youth of today.
Oh, my. This is really beginning serious. Nobody's got a job for my nephew. He must have asked at least 50 people. And that boy simply must find work, because if he don't get a job, then when he gets laid off, he won't be able to collect his unemployment insurance. Oh, here comes that little lady from the sewing circle. Maybe she knows where my nephew could get a job. Nah, don't be no use for to ask her. She's so mixed up. She got more loose ends than a $2 sweater. But she's a nice lady just the same. Come right in. Hello.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello.
I was just visiting my sister.
Yes.
She lives about 23 miles from here.
23 miles?
Yes. Yes. And I thought I'd drop in and see you, too, as long as I was in the neighborhood.
Yes. Very glad what you did.
Isn't this a grand day we're having today?
Yes, it is.
Yesterday was nice, too, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
The day before wasn't so good.
No, it wasn't.
But the day before that was nice.
Yes, it was.
Oh, I just love coming in here and talking to you. You're such a brilliant conversationalist.
I am?
Yes. I missed you New Year's Eve.
Oh?
You should have been to the sewing circle. We had a wonderful party.
Did?
So much fun.
Had a lot of fun at the sewing circle, huh?
Oh, yes. Everyone was in stitches.
Pretty clever. Yes.
Yes, I went over with my roommate, you know. Oh, she's such a lovely person.
She is.
I'm sure going to miss her when she gets married.
Oh? Who is she going to marry?
The first person who asks her. Oh, she's very popular. She's a very good friend of the governor's, you know.
She's a good friend of the governor's?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Yes.
In fact, the governor visits us at our home twice every year.
You say what, the governor visits you at your home twice every year?
Oh, he has to.
Yes.
It's the law, you know.
Oh. Look, if you're such a good friend of the governor, maybe you could do me a favor. Are you think what maybe you could speak to him about getting my nephew a job?
Oh, is your nephew looking for a job?
Yes, he is.
Is he in good physical condition?
Is he? Oh, my. Big fella, 6'1", weighs about 194 pounds. Handsome.
Does he have big, strong arms?
Yes, he does.
Well, I have a job for him.
You have?
Yes.
What kind
you
of a
see,
job?
I'm knitting a sweater.
Yes?
And I need someone to hold his arms out while I wind the wool. Nice.
Yes, that's nice. I don't think that's exactly the kind of work what he's looking for, you see.
Well, it pays very well.
Don't.
I paid 25 cents a sweater.
Yes, I know, but I mean, there don't seem to be too much of a future in that kind of work, you see.
Oh, there's a wonderful future.
Yes.
Don't forget, I knit a new sweater every year.
Well, I'll be glad to tell him about it anyway. Thank you very much, as you say.
You're welcome.
Yes.
And you won't forget to speak to the governor, will you?
Speak to the governor?
Yes, about getting a job for my nephew.
Getting a job for your nephew?
Oh, thank you very much. You're so kind to bother. Well, I must be running along. Good day.
Good day. If she's really got a nephew, maybe he could put his head together with my nephew's, then they could get that job with the two-headed manager. Oh, yes, sir. Somebody taking care of you?
Well, I just wanted to take a couple of minutes of your time. It's
sure.
About taking an ad in our program.
Yeah, taking an ad in your program.
Yeah. You know, I'm from the Goodfellas Association.
Oh, yes.
Well, we're running a dance here next Tuesday night,
yes.
And the boys put you down for a full page.
Yes.
That's $250.
Put me down for a full page, $250.
That's right.
Well, tell you the truth, business don't be very good right now. I don't think that I could afford him to spend $250 for an ad in your program right now. I'm afraid that you'd have to pass me up.
What do you mean, pass you up?
Yes.
That's fine appreciation.
Appreciation?
Yeah. Yeah, I spend plenty of money in here with you.
Yes.
I'm in here maybe four or five times a week for coffee.
Yeah, I know, but...
Why, I would say that in the last 3 or 4 years, I must have spent over $20 here.
Yeah, I know, but...
Now the least you can do is spend $250 with me.
Well...
Why, we never dreamed that you'd refuse to take an ad, so we had the printer go right ahead and print up your page for you.
Oh, my.
Sure, here it is on the program, right here.
Yes.
Compliments of a friend, that's you.
That's me, compliments of a friend?
Yeah, and that'll be a great ad for your restaurant, too.
How do you mean a great ad for the restaurant, compliments of a friend? How will anybody know what that means, me?
Oh, well, the minute anybody sees compliments of a friend, they'll all know it's you.
They will, huh?
Well, sure. I knew it right away, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Okay, would you like to give me the check for the $250 right now?
Might as well.
Yeah.
Who'd I make the check out to?
Well, just make it out to me, J.B. Collins.
J.B. Collins, okay. $250. Say, you sure when everybody sees when it says compliments of friends, but they'll know it's me?
Well, sure they'll know it's you.
Okay, here's your check.
Thank you. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
This check ain't no good.
How do you mean it's no good?
Well, look at the signature. You signed it compliments of a friend.
Well, what are you worrying about? Didn't you just say that everybody will know it's me?
Oh.
Is Goodbye. Goodbye is right, and with my best compliments, too. Wise guy. Oh, yes, sir. Could I take your order?
Just bring me a cup of coffee.
Yes.
Say, I couldn't help overhearing the clever way you handled that last fella. That's pretty fast thinking.
I thought it was kind of clever, yeah. Oh, my God, all kinds of people coming into this place, huh? Oh, you want a cup of coffee, huh?
Yeah, all I do all day long is just drink coffee.
Oh, no, you must be kind of nervous.
Yeah, I'm nervous. You'd be nervous, too, if your job was to hire 350 people every week and you didn't know where you could find them.
You say what you got for to hire 350 people a week?
Yeah, I'm a personnel manager. That's all I do, give people jobs.
You do? Well, look, I got a nephew. Here's your coffee, and here, I want you to try a piece of this banana cream pie.
Oh, I love banana cream pie.
No charge for that. That'd be with the compliments of my nephew. Yes, sir. That's the nicest kid what you've ever met in your whole life. I'm going for to have you meet him.
Well, I got and three nephews myself.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, they live in Hartford, Connecticut. Yeah. That is, they used to live in Hartford, Connecticut. One of them lives in Memphis, Tennessee now.
Oh.
One lives in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
Yes.
The other one went way out to Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh, that's nice.
He went to work for a fella out there by the name of Prentice, who invented a phonograph needle that you never have to change.
Yes.
He made millions with it.
He did?
Yeah. He had two daughters.
Who, your nephew?
No, this Prentice.
Oh, Prentice.
One of his daughters stayed home, kept house for him. The other one went east to school at Wellesley. And while she was there, she met a fellow by the name of Atchison, who worked for a big oil pipeline company.
She did, huh? What do you know? That's very good. Yes.
Well, sir, they sent this fellow way out to Africa.
Who, Prentice?
No, Atchison.
Oh, Atchison.
You won't believe this,
yes,
but he wasn't there 3 months before he got a contract to run a pipeline from Casablanca to Port Said.
Oh.
That was the thickest pipe they ever used on a pipeline.
It was, huh?
How thick do you think that pipe was?
I don't know, but I could ask my nephew, you see. He would know because he smokes a pipe, you see.
Mister?
Yeah?
That pipe was 3 foot thick.
Hmm, pretty good.
Ever see anything as thick as that?
Yes, my nephew. I mean, he must have seen something as thick as that.
Well, sir, the foreman in charge of laying the pipeline was a fellow by the name of Tom Gillespie.
Yeah.
And one day complained of not feeling well.
Look,
he developed a fever. Nobody knew what it was, so they took him to a hospital over in Tunis.
Who, Atchison?
No, Gillespie.
Oh.
The doctor in charge of the hospital was named Richardson. To look at this doctor, you wouldn't give 2 cents for him. Mm. You probably heard of him, though, Dr. Elmer C. Richardson.
No, I didn't hear him, but I'm sure what my nephew did. He knows a lot of people, you see.
Well,
I would like
this doctor had a nurse working for him.
A nurse?
The most beautiful girl you ever saw in your life. Brother, if that girl was in Hollywood, she'd be snapped up in a minute by the movies.
She would.
You know, my brother-in-law works for one of the big picture studios.
He does?
You've been there for 27 years.
How time flies.
They're wonderful people to work for.
The oil pipeline people?
No, the studios.
Oh, the studios.
He's a talent scout for him. Goes nice. All over the country. Walks into a drugstore. Might see a fella behind the counter jerking sodas. Walks right up to him.
Yes.
What do you think he says to him?
Give me a root beer float.
No, he says, how would you like to have a screen test?
What do you know?
First thing you know, that fella's a big movie star.
Yes.
Why, my brother-in-law is responsible for many of our biggest stars on the screen today.
He is.
Yep. That's the way it goes.
That's the way it goes? That's the way what goes?
The story I was telling you about.
What story?
Well, look, brother, I'm a busy man. I'm not going to repeat the whole story.
Yes.
You should have been paying attention. Then you wouldn't have missed the whole point.
Well, I must admit that it was a very interesting story, but while you were talking, I was trying to figure out what all that has got to do with getting my nephew a job.
Getting your nephew a job?
Yes.
How can I get a job for your nephew?
Well, didn't you just tell me what you had for to hire 350 people every week?
Yeah, but that was up to yesterday.
Up to yesterday? What about today?
Today, I'm looking for a job myself. This morning, I got fired.
You got fired? Just 1 minute. Put down that banana cream pie.
19 Short Orders playing Sleepy Time Gal. We'll be back with Parky in just a moment. Tonight, Parky Carcass has asked me to deliver this very special message to the children of America, and here it is. Join the Crusade for Children, which is getting ready to sweep across our nation from the Atlantic to the Pacific in a mighty appeal for the starving children of the world. Do you know how many kids in other lands are getting weaker day by day because they aren't getting enough to eat? There are 430 million of them. Many are weak and ill, and most of them won't grow up as you boys and girls are growing up, healthy and happy and able to make this a better world. So, for the sake of these suffering children, and for our own sake too, all of us must do everything we can now to rush emergency help to Europe and to Asia. It will be you boys and girls of America who will carry out this tremendous mission. Your job will start in just a few more weeks, but here's something you can do immediately. You can write a postal card saying you will join the Crusade for Children. Send your card to the Crusade for Children, United Nations, Lake Success, New York. I'll repeat that. Send your card to the Crusade for Children, United Nations, Lake Success, New York. And send it now.
I never realized that it was so hard for to get a job for anybody. Say, maybe my nephew's become a teacher. No, they don't pay teachers enough. If the kids ever stopped bringing them apples, they wouldn't have nothing to eat. Oh, my, here comes that faker, Orville Shop. Say, maybe he would have a job for my nephew.
Well, if it ain't my old friend, Mr.
Packy
Cackus,
and my collection. Yes, yes, Mr.
Packy. You know, I can only stay a minute. I'm on my way over to my office.
Your office? Where is your office?
It's up at the racetrack.
Oh.
Out there at the racetrack. It's sanitary, Anita.
Sanitary, Anita?
Yeah.
You mean Santa Anita?
No, I don't. I mean sanitary, Anita.
Yeah?
Yeah. Brother, when you leave that place, you're really clean.
Say, what, you got an office there?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Where is your office there?
Oh, I'm all over the place.
You are?
Yeah. What you might call a roving correspondent.
You are a roving correspondent at Santa Anita?
Yeah. There's some people call them trouts.
You're a trout?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I advise people how many fish to put on each race.
That's clever. I guess that you must love horse racing, huh?
Oh, yeah, oh, brother. Yeah. Yeah. Those racetracks, like home to me.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Years ago, my mother hung a little light in a $2 window, and I've been going back there ever since.
Yeah. Say, Mr. Sharp, not that I would like for to change the subject, but you don't know where you could get a job for my nephew, are you?
Oh, your nephew?
Yes.
Is he a bright boy?
Right. Takes after me.
Well, I'll give him a job anyway.
You will give him a job? Well, what kind of a job could you give him?
Getting people to subscribe to my horse betting service.
You got a horse betting service?
Hey, are you kidding? Do you mean to say that you never heard of Handicap Orville?
Handicap Orville?
Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Yes. It's the title I call myself, Handicap Orville.
I see.
You see, Orville is my first name.
Yes.
It's as big a handicap as you can get.
Yes, I guess what you're right. So you've been in that business now to pick horses.
Yeah, but yeah. You know, brother, I just don't pick them haphazard.
You don't?
I got it down to a sinus.
You got it down to a sinus?
Oh, yeah. Sure. See, when I bet on a horse...
Yes.
I figure out what he did all the way back to 1890.
Got to go that far back, huh?
Oh, yeah. See, brother, when you're figuring horses, you've got to take into consideration all the past performances.
Yes.
All the present performances and all the future performances.
Future performances?
Oh, yeah.
How could you tell what the horse is going for to do in the future?
Well, now, that is why my system is out in standard.
I see.
I got the only system that can tell you that.
Yes.
See, I figure out the horses... by the stars and by the constellations.
The constellations?
Yeah. See, that's what I call the study of astrogeloppy.
Astrogeloppy,
that's right.
Yeah, but how could you figure out the future of the horses by the stars?
Didn't you have your horoscopes?
Horoscopes?
Yeah.
Yes, I heard about that, yes.
Well, see, we figure out all the horoscopes by the horse planet.
The horse planet?
Mm-hmm.
What is the horse planet?
Mars.
Mars.
Oh. See, your nephew could make a fortune just getting subscriptions to my horse service.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what he's like this kind of a job.
Hey, look.
Yes?
Why don't you subscribe to it, huh?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Now, you don't mind every now and then just putting $2 on a horse's nostrils, do you? Hmm?
Putting $2 on his nostrils?
Look, I'll tell you what I'll do with you.
Yes.
You give me $5 a day, and for that $5, yes, every morning, I will give you 5 guaranteed losers.
Give me 5 losers?
That's right.
This is the first time that I never heard what you got to pay somebody $5 a day for to get losers.
Ah, well, that's why my service is different.
Yes?
I ain't like the rest of those guys.
You ain't?
No, no. Every day, they give you winners. And what happens?
What?
They never win.
Yes.
Brother, when I give you losers, you can bet everything you got that they're going to lose.
Wait a minute, wise guy. She's supposing they win.
Then the race is crooked.
No, Mr. Sharp, I don't think what I like for the shove and scratch to your service, getting 5 losers every day. I don't like for the bet horses in any way. Besides, I don't get my mind on that kind of stuff, you know. See, I am worried about my nephew.
Oh, yeah? Well, you should be worried about him. A fine uncle you are.
Yes?
Yeah, you let that boy go around unhappy and miserable. The cure for it's so simple.
The cure is simple?
Well, certainly.
I would do anything in the world for to help him. Yeah. Just tell me what I could do to make that boy happy.
Why don't you go out and try to get him a job somewhere?
Well, I never thought of that.
Goodbye, Mr.
Sharp. Goodbye, Mr. Sharp. Some advice what he gave me. All I got for to do is get my nephew a job. I only wish I knew where. Oh, here comes my nephew now. Come right in, Alexander.
Hello, Uncle Parker. I got wonderful news for you.
You got a job?
Nothing else but.
Wonderful, Alexander. That is the best news that I've heard in years.
Yeah, yes. But there's only one trouble.
Yeah, what is it?
I'll need $55 for a uniform.
Uh-huh.
Say, Uncle Parker, I wonder.
Yes,
if,
yes, I will. I'll give you the $55. Got to buy a uniform, huh?
Yeah, I'm going to be a doorman.
Oh?
Yeah, I got to stand outside, and as the people walk by, I got to try and kind of get them on to go inside,
I see,
you know?
Stand on the sidewalk and drive people into place.
Yeah, that's it.
What is it, a movie house?
No, I'm going to work for that restaurant right across the street.
The restaurant across the street, off by heaven's sake.
Same station. Be sure to listen to the further adventures of Pocket Carcass, Benny Rhodes, Sheldon Leonard, Elliot Lewis, Harry Zimmerman, and his 19 short orders, and our big cast of fun makers. Meet Me at Pocky's is written by Pocket Carcass and Howard Harris. This is Art Gilmore saying goodnight. This program came from Hollywood. Stay tuned now for more comedy. The Jim Backus Show follows in just a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.